Shyamalan with his friends. We are continuing our previous shir in the Indian of Kasiyas Shemana Mishcha and Ketores. In Baruch Hashem, we've already seen about 80 or so minutes of Neflos Mitoras Hashem, Mamish Gevaldik, Hodul Hashem, Kitov, Kilalam, Chazda, Shechianu, Bikimet again, Alasman. That's totally awesome. And now we're going to continue again. This is based on the Torah of Mori Rabbi, Hagoyin Hagadol, Hamufla, Vehamuflag, Rav Manzitzal. The Sfasemes in Krisus and Davov in the Meshechachm in Parshas Pekudei, Paraglamites, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, ask that since Kol Maaseh Shemen HaMishcha V'Ketores Tzrichim Liyot B'Kodesh, all of the Maasim of the Asiyas Shemen HaMishcha V'Ketores, like we learned in the previous shir, have to be B'Kodesh, they have to be in the Beis HaMikdash. As Shoalim Achronim Hanal, Migdolei Gdolei Achsidus, Esfasemes, Uben Zmanoi, Migdolei Gdolei Chachmei Lita, Rusia, HaMeshech Chochme. As Hem Shoalim, Heach Asa B'Tzalel Et Shemen HaMishcha V'Aktoret. How did B'Tzalel make the Shemen HaMishcha and the Ketores? V'Akati Lo Yehoya Mishkon. There was not yet a Mishkon, U'Memele Shlo Yehoya Maaseyem Kodesh. V'Kodesh, since there was no Mishkon yet, Memela, their Maisim were not done in a holy place. You have to do the Shemen HaMishcha and the Ketores in a holy place. But there was no Mishkan yet, so how was he Makayim that din? B'tzalo. As the feed Dvareinu, Shalom Malkach, Ein din lehedya al zeh shetiyah asiyah b'kodesh tafka. It's not pshat that it has to be b'kodesh. It doesn't say a pasuk in the Torah. Do the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mishkan. We learn from the pasuk that it has to be by kodesh, but it's not that it's in a specific place. It has to be bikedusha. That's what we learned from the pasuk. Kodesh yelachem. So it has to be by kodesh. It has to be done bikedusha, not strictly speaking a geographically holy place. As a chitimsi leze, what does it mean by kodesh? Like we learn, it has to be beklei kodesh. Uvemakom kodesh, and that's poyel that the asiyah is b'kodesh. Umemela shapir yitachem shekevan she'al shemen hamishcha v'ktoret elu. Since God gave an explicit command to make the shemen hamishcha and the ktoret here outside of the mishkan, right? Because there was no mishkan yet, so that makes it holy. That's asiyah b'kodesh. It doesn't need to be in a geographically holy place. In other words, you have to get the spirit of the law, not the letter. The letter you can't fulfill it here. But the spirit, I mean, plus you could say it was impossible. It's impossible. So then, ain't done an efshir me efshir me efshir. It's impossible. But obviously, there was a didn't have to be done by kodesh. But now we're explaining why. Because if God said to do it explicitly, so that makes it holy. It makes the asiyah kodesh. It doesn't have to be in the geographically holy place. It's holy because God said to do it. So that makes it holy. There's an explicit sivui from Hashem to make it. First time around. This is an explicit sivui from Hashem to make it. So, that makes it holy. And when they make it vayter, so then there's no explicit sivui from Hashem. And this specific asiyah, but now it's going to be b'makom kodesh. Ulefi zeh, harei miyushav, my time below evi Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina, et hamakor mima shekatuv b'ktoret atzma. We'd asked in the previous shir. We also have a makor that from the pasuk by the ktoris that it has to be by kodesh. So why did we have to go to the gzeir shava and learn from Shemen HaMishcha? And the answer is because by the ktoris, when it says that it's holy l'Hashem, I'm not talking about the Teitzah. The Teitzah is that the Ketores has to be made for Hashem, so that it's holy Hashem, so that the Ketores, Gufa, is Kaddush Hashem. But there's nothing to do with the Asiyah. It's not a Tzivri on the Asiyah, it's a Asiyah on the Gufa Ketores. Rak b'shem en ha-mishcha, shenamar she'asiyata kodesh, there, we can be mechayiv shekol ma'asiyah b'kodesh. In other words, the Ketores, it's just the Teitzah, it's not the Etzem Asiyah, not Asiyah b'kodesh. It's just that the Ketores, you're not allowed to make for your own purposes. It has to be for God, so that the Ketores is holy. But when it comes to the Shemen HaMishcha, as we were marach in the previous two shiurim, when it comes to Shemen HaMishcha, the Asiyah is Bakodesh. So what does it mean Asiyah Bakodesh? So that includes the fact that you have to make it with holy intentions in mind, Hashem, Etzem Asiyah, and also that it has to be done in a holy place. And that can't be learned from the Kodesh of the Ketoret. It's only by the Ketoret, Kodesh of the Shemen HaMishcha, that's what the Kodesh is, that the Maaseh BaKodesh. And that's not a din by the Ketoret, only by the Shemen HaMishcha. So for Ketoret, that's been done for Shemen HaMishcha. By Ketoret, the din is that the Tetzah, is that the Ketoret should be holy. But he said it has to be done in Makom Kodesh. But when by Shemen HaMishcha, he learned that the Asiyah has to be BaKodesh. Oh, Asiyah is BaKodesh, does mind. That means that it has to be done by Makom Kadosh as well. Umevu'ar Shapir Gamken Hamakor Likuva. And now we also understand the Makor that it's Ma'akev. Right? We said that it's Ma'akev being done by Kodesh. Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina evi gam l'reisha dekra de Kodesh. Afal pisha l'nitba'er. Kodesh harishon shenemar ba'pasuk. While Hashem in Atzmai. D'mehai taima asur l'asuch bo. What's the pasuk that Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina brings? Al basar adam lo yisach, uvim matkunto lo tasu kamahu, kodesh hu, kodesh yelachem. That's the pasuk. And from this, Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina learns, that was how he started. Malashon HaGemara. Kodesh hu kodesh yelechem kol ma'aseh lo yu ela ba'kodesh. So it's interesting. That Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina also brings the Reish of the Pasuk. Kodesh hu, Kodesh Yelechem. He brings the Reish as well. Even though based on what we said, the Kodesh HaRishon that was said in the Pasuk is talking about the Shemen itself. They now let it be Sach V'Shemen. Mazeh kashur la'asiyata. Second part of the pasuk Kodesh Yelechem is talking about the Asiyah of Maskunta Los Sukamo. That's the right. We said Absardam Lo Yisach. That's the Kodeshu. That's what we started the shir with first shir. Of Maskunta Los Sukamo is Kodesh Yelechem. So that's an Asiyah. The Asiyah is only on the Kodesh Yelechem. So therefore we say Kodesh Yelechem. Kol Maseh Liyol Ba Kodesh. So why does Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina bring Kodeshu as well? Ela shemei pasuk the kodesh yelachem yevshal amod rak lemitzvah, but all the ikur and a kodesh yelachem all you can learn is that it's lemitzvah. It's not ma'akev, it's not critical. And in that, Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina brings kodesh yelachem as a hemshech of kodesh hu. In other words, ne'amar baze sheoto kodesh sheyeshno b'shemen hamishcha atzmo shebo moshchim yegam be'asiyato. Zot omeret, the very kodesh that we have in the shemen mishcha itself, that you're Moshech with, it's Kodesh. And therefore, you're now allowed to be Sachab Sarada. It's Kodesh. Also, it should be Ba'asiyaso. And when you make it, also has to be Kodesh, just like the Shemin's Kodesh. Ba'asiyaso also has to be Ba'kodesh, like we explained in the first year. Umemela mevu'ar mizeh, shekishem, shekodesh zeh li'ikuvahu, sharei vadei ba'i Shemin Kodesh le'meshicha. So, it's Pashut that the first Kodesh is Ma'akev. Right? It has to be Shemen Kodesh. If it's not Shemen Kodesh, it's Golnisht. Vada, that's Ma'akev, that has to be Shemen Kodesh. As a Rekenu Basiato, Shemvuar Bakrashu Gamken B'chal Kodesh to Shemen HaMishcha. So too the Asiyah has to be Bakodesh. Just like the Etzem HaShemen has to be Bakodesh, that we learn from Kodeshu. So too the Kodesh Yalachem, that the Asiyah of the Shemen has to be Bakodesh. And therefore, it's Ma'akev. But you just like the etzem, the fact that the etzem Hashem in his kodesh is ma'akev, so to the asiyah is ma'akev. L'chein shapi yafinim beis kodesh elu sheish b'zeh ikuv. And therefore we can learn from these two kodeshes that there's an ikuv going on over here, that it's ma'akev. Because just like the fact that it's holy is ma'akev, so the fact that you make it a kodesh is ma'akev. V'zeh gam kein ma shekatav ha-kesef mishneh, the time of the ikuvo ma shekosef beis zimna kodesh. And that's what the Kesef Mishnah says. The reason it's ma'akev is because it says pamayim kodesh. Shena kavanah mitzat shana lava kotzav lakev. Pashib shat, the way people learn, the way I was understanding, was that it's shana lava kotzav lakev, like we have in kotchim all the time. That if it's repeated, it's ma'akev. It was a lot of pshat. Ela kavanai shemima shekatav shnei pamayim kodesh. From the fact that it says twice kodesh, we see that the second kodesh is included in the first Kodesh, because it's written both Kodeshes in the same context. And that necessitates that it's going to be Ma'akev. Just like the first Kodesh is Ma'akev, so to the second Kodesh is Ma'akev. And that's also the Alfus of Yossi Bar Hanin in the Yerushalmi, that it says, Kodesh hi, shetehei havayoso ba Kodesh. It's not pshat, that's the mashmos of the Pasuk. The Pasuk is talking about the Shemen HaMishcha. Kodeshi. It's talking about the Shemen HaMishcha. It's not talking about the Havaya of the Shemen HaMishcha. Ela Kavana, we have even a Gerson Yerushalmi, Shtei Hava Asa B'Kodesh. Sherei Vadai Inyon Al Masha Ketav Hi. Shulashon Havaya. Havata means bring it. But it doesn't stem with the bring it lakodesh. How does that stem with the drasha of shtei havayasa b'kodesh, that it has to be created in the kodesh? So kodesh he is not telling us that it has to be made in the Kodesh. In other words, there's one gear, Shtei Hava Asa B'Kodesh, which according to the parish of Chaim Knievsky, is a parish in the Yerushalmi. Lo Yasena B'Chulin V'Yivyenu L'Tchilas Hava Asa B'Kodesh. You shouldn't make it from Chulin. It should be Kodesh. In other words, you shouldn't be Mefatim with Chulin. So that's what you learn from Kodesh. So how do you get from that? So that's definitely not shtei hava yasa b'kodesh. So in other words, there you see that kodeshi doesn't. That's not pshat in the pasuk. Hava yasa b'kodesh. We have a giyosa hava osa b'kodesh. So what then are you gonna? So how do you get according to the giyosa of hava yasa b'kodesh? What's pshat in that giyosa? How are we learning? What's the limud? Shtei hava yasa b'kodesh from kodeshi. How do you get the hava yasa b'kodesh from kodeshi? So it's not Mashmaus HaPasuk, because again, Kodesh Hi is talking about the Shemen HaMishcha itself, and not about the Asiyah, like we said before. But rather what it means is, Shekevan Shebehem Sheikh LaKodesh Hu Ne'amar Kodesh Yelachem. Since it's a Hemshech of Kodesh Hi, it says Kodesh Yelachem, and the Kodesh Yelachem is talking about the Asiyah. So when it says Kodesh Hi, it's including not only the Shemen itself, but also the Asiyah. In other words, after the Gilui in the Pasuk, that Kodesh Yelachem, that the Asiyah is also included in the Kodesh, then that latter Kodesh Yelachem is also included in the original Kodesh. The latter Kodesh Yelachem is included in the Kodesh, it's all included in the Kodesh. And that's how we learn it's Likuva. Again, how do we learn that it's Likuva? Just like the Kodesh is Likuva, because it's Pashut the Shemen and Mishcha has to be holy. Otherwise it's not, right? Otherwise it's not holy Shemen and Mishcha, it doesn't, Pashut doesn't. Doesn't work. So to the Kodesh Yelachem, that it's made in a holy place is also Ma'akev. And that's how the Yerushalmi learns that it's Li'ikuva, and the Kesef Mishnah says that it's learned from the fact that it says twice Kodesh, and it's really the same thing. It's not the Kesef Mishnah, like we asked in the previous year, so the Yerushalmi is saying, punk what the Yerushalmi is saying. Punk what the Yerushalmi is saying. Yerushalmi is saying Kodesh, 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 Kodesh Yelachem, Bava Yasu Yehei. That he should make it Bekedusha. How do you know that? Because just like the Kodesh is Bekedusha, so to the Kodesh Elachem, just like it has to be holy, so to when you make it, it has to be with holiness. And that's what the Kesef Mishnah says, that it said twice. You see the second Kodesh, where it says that you're making it with the holiness is ma'akev, just like the first one's ma'akev. That's why I say what he means when he says it twice. He's saying, bidyuk what the Yerushalmi says. We saw in the previous shir that as the Mishnah writes that when it says kol maaseh lo yu ela b'kodesh, it's mashma it's ma'akev, and we saw in the Kesef Mishnah at the beginning of Hilchos Korban Pesach Aleph that he holds when it says lo yu ela, it's not ma'akev. So how can he say here pitom that it is ma'akev and b'chal it's not a lashon? You see from the Kesef Mishnah itself, it's not a Lashon of Ma'akev. And even that Kesef Mishnah, we said it's not a Lashon, it's Ma'akev. So how does he get from Kol Ma'aseh Lo Yu Ela Kodesh that it's Mashma Li'Ikuva? So the Kesef Mishnah isn't referring to the Lashon. But rather, what the Kesef Mishnah means is as follows. That from the Kesef Mishnah, we see that even though Rabbi Yishuv and Levi Darshan is the Pasuk, Kodesh, that it should come from the Tumas HaLishka, but according to him, it also has to be done by Kodesh. Just it's not Li'Ikuva. We see from the Kesef Mishnah, she'af al pi, she'Rabbi Yeshua darish lekra, the Kodesh, that it comes from the Trumas HaLishka, according to him, it also has to be done by Kodesh. It's just not ma'akev. We see that there's a din Kodesh ba'asiyasa. It's machai ba'asiyasa ba'kodesh, that has to be done in a holy place. Just according to Rabbi Shimon Levi, it's not l'ikuva. The ikuv you can only learn only if you learn the pasuk, the lebatar haikra gam shekatav kodesh mari al asiyata, ayma shekatav kodesh mari al tumas halishka. As when it says originally in the pasuk, kodesh hu, what is it referring to? Is it referring to the to making it pekedusha? Or is it referring to the fact that it comes from Trumas HaLishka? So according to Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, it's referring to the fact that it comes from the Trumas HaLishka. Now, if that's the way you learn, then it's not going to be ma'akev. Because how do we learn that it was ma'akev? We learn that it was ma'akev because it says Kodeshi, Kodeshi Elechem. And since Kodesh is Ma'akev, Kodesh Elechem is also Ma'akev. Really, Kodesh means, it's just like Kodesh is Ma'akev, meaning that it has to be holy, but it has to be Shem and Mishchas Kodesh, and therefore Abbasar Adam Lo Yisach, that it has to be holy, so too, Kodesh Elechem. Since the first part is Ma'akev, so then the second part is also Ma'akev, because it's all one. It teaches you that the Kodesh Yelachem, that when it's made, it also has to be Kedusha. Bekedusha is also Ma'akev. Because it's telling you that the whole Inyan is Bekedusha. But if you learn that Kodesh is telling you that it has to come from Trumas HaLishka, so we have no makor that it's Ma'akev. If you learn Kodesh is that it has to come from the Trumas HaLishka, then we have no Gilui that the Kodesh Yelachem, that it has to be done, made by Makom Kodesh, that's his Makom Kodesh, is Ma'akev. But if you learn, like Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, that Kodesh is referring to the fact that it's holy, that it has to be holy, that the Shem and HaMishchas Kedusha. So Memela, and that's Vaday Ma'akev, that it has to be holy to Hashem. So Memela, the Seif of the Pasuk, is also talking about the, is also Ma'akev. In other words, the Pasuk is now all read as one, that is, both Kedushas are Ma'akev. Because it's telling you that the whole Asiyah, Alacha, the Gali Kra, the Kodesh Yelachem, now the pasuk is Kodesh Yelachem, that's included in the original Kodeshi. That's included in the original Ikuv of Kodeshi. Just like that has to be holy. The whole Asiya has to be holy. Everything about it has to be holy. So it's only according to Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina's way of learning the Pasuk. The Kodeshi Elechem is going to be Ma'akev because the Sefer, the second Kodesh, is included in the first Kodesh. According to Agur of Yeshua ben Levi, there's two different Kodeshes. There's Kodesh Yeh, which is talking about the Trumas that comes from Trumas HaLishka, and Kodesh Elechem is referring to the fact that the Asiyas of a Makum Kodesh, but who says Asiyas of Makum Kodesh is Ma'akev? But according to Rabbi Yosef Menachem, he learns that it's all one. When it says Kodeshi, it's including not only the Shemin itself, but even the Asiyas of Shemin. That's the Gilu of the Sefer of the Pasuk, that the Reish of the Pasuk of Kodeshi includes everything. So it's only according to Rabbi Yosef Rechanina it's going to be Ma'akev. Rishu ben Levi also holds it has to be by Kodesh. It's not Ma'akev. So you have no more source for Ikuva. So, but how do you know the Gemara holds? Maybe the Gemara holds, like Rabbi Shimon Levi, that it's not Ma'akev. As Yeshlomar, Sheomnam, Rabbi Yoshua, Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, Besugim, Ma'isi, Lahai, Kodeshitasoi. So you're right, he's bringing that pasuk of Kodeshi, Kodeshi, Elechem, Lishitaso, that it has to be made in Makum Kodesh, and it's Ma'akev. But Kivan Shadina, but the din itself is the Libra Kulei Alma. And the Kesef Mishnah learns that from the Lashon of Kol Maaseh Lo Yela BaKodesh, that's the Lashon of Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, who brings the Pasuk of Kodeshi. Kol Maaseh Lo Yela BaKodesh. In other words, from that Lashon of the Gemara, what does that mean? Harei Perusho SheKol Maaseh Degam Etzim Shemen HaMishcha VeGam Asiyato Akol BaYikov BaKodesh. When it says Kol Maaseh Lo Yela BaKodesh, it means the whole Shemen HaMishcha has to be Kodesh, meaning both the Etzim Shemen HaMishcha and the Asiyah. That means Kol Maaseh Lo Yela BaKodesh. And the Gemara brings this B'stama, meaning that the Maisa, the Asiya, is one with the Etzim Shemen HaMishcha. Kol Maaseh Lo Yela BaKodesh, because that's the Lashon of the Gemara with Yosef Bar Chanina, which means that the whole thing has to be Kodesh. It's all included in the Kodesh. Not only in a Makom Kodesh, but that it is Kodesh, that the Shemen HaMishcha itself is Kodesh. Gam etzim shemen amishcha, but gam asiyasa kol bay be kodesh. Everything has to be holy. And that the Gemara brings this lashon. So it's not what kol maaseh lo yela bakodesh implies that it's ma'akev to do it b'makom kodesh. But no, from that lashon we learn that that's pshat in the pasuk. The pshat in the pasuk is that that everything about it has to be holy. That the asiyah is included in the etzim shemen amishcha. That the save of the pasuk, the kodesh of the save of the pasuk, is included in the reish of the pasuk. Like Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina holds. Which is that the Asiya has to be Makom Kodesh, just like the Etzim Shemen HaMishcha has to be Kodesh, because the whole thing has to be Kodesh. And that's Lashon Gemara, Shekol Maaseh Lo Yela BaKodesh. And Memel, it's Ma'akev. Just like the Etzim HaShemen is Kodesh is Ma'akev, so too the Asiya is Ma'akev. So in fact, it's Gemara brings this Lashon Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina, because everybody holds that it has to be done in Makom, that it should be done in a Makom Kodesh, Shemen HaMishcha. Just is it Ma'akev or not? The Gemara brings the Lashon Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina, which applies to the whole thing, meaning the save of the puzzle, the save of the Kodesh, the Kodesh Yelechem is included in the ratio of Kodesh. Because the whole thing, it's Megala. In other words, once you have the Sefer, it's Megala that the Reish is also talking about the Asiya. Because the whole thing has to be Kodesh. Not only the Asim Shemen HaMishcha, but the Asiya as well. So that implies that it's Likuva. That teaches us Likuva. And that's why the Kesef Mishnah brings the Mako from there. Like we saw before, when it says Kodeshi, it's included not only the Shemen itself. The Asiya as well. Because after we have the Gilui and the Sefer of the Pasuk, has to be Bekodesh, so that is now included in the Kodeshi of the Reish of the Pasuk. So Rabbi Yossi B'chinina brings the whole Pasuk. Kodesh Kodesh Yelachem. Kodeshi Kodesh Yelachem, which means that Kodesh Yelachem is that it has to be done by Kedusha, not that the Etzim Shemin is Kodesh. But now that we have that, it has to be done by Kedusha, so we understand now that when it says Kodeshi Lachem, Kodeshi, that's telling us, that in the safe when it says Kodeshi, it also means that everything about it is Kodesh. And that's certainly Ma'akev, meaning just like the fact that the Shemin itself is Ma'akev, that it's holy is Ma'akev, so to the fact that it's done by Kodesh is Ma'akev. So that's Lemevine Dover, it's Nifla B'Yoser. And we have incredible, incredible material to learn in Mirtz Hashem. In the next year, if we get to it, Mirtz Hashem. And it's Pilei Plos. Thank you so much for listening. Mirtz Hashem B'Zecha to continue. Simple to Rav Kol. Thank you so much for listening. B'li Neder will continue. Shalom, shalom.